And it's another reason to plant the fake, Robin said. Give him what he was expecting anyway, less suspicious. He must have found references to the disc in some other source and realized it could lead him to the knowledge he needs. Besides, she hesitated, and again Matt was sure she knew more than she had told them. Besides, he prompted. We have Dad's notes, she said, though you have to realize he was working it out still, guessing at some things and filling in the blanks in what he knew, trying to discover what Harper was really up to. But from what Dad did manage to work out, the way it works is this. They didn't have computers back in the old times, so their model wasn't bits and bytes. It was a physical thing, created from the elements, principally made from the Earth itself. A miniature recreation, a universe in little, a copy of the Earth and the heavens in the architecture and the locations of the ancient sites, with the disks as a vital component. That's what Harper is trying to recreate inside his computer. He wants a computer model of the world as accurate and as powerful as the physical model the ancients were building. So, Aunt Jane said, so how do you think they plan to use that model? Robin asked. All right, Matt said. Tell us how. Remember, they were trying to predict things, but they were also trying to manipulate events, people, places, things. To do that, they needed to focus the model to define exactly what they wanted to manipulate. Like hair for a voodoo doll, Matt remembered, so that the doll is tied, linked in some way, to the specific person you want to affect. Exactly. You have to sort of aim the model, target it at the part of the world you're trying to change. Now, there are two ways of doing it. By a direct link of some kind, like with a voodoo doll and a lock of hair, entanglement. That's how Harper creates and controls his elementals, the creatures he set on us. They are linked to his computer models, and he gives them instructions from his laptop, like playing a computer game. Avatars, Matt said. Creatures you give instructions to, or move round with your mouse or whatever. He sets them off to complete some task and leaves them to it, like the little people in SimCity or whatever. And the other way of specifying what you want to affect, Smith said, would be by giving the location, defining exactly where the events are to take place. Like map coordinates, Matt said. That would give the place. You also need to give the time, Robin said. You need to specify the moment when you want the effect to take place, like setting a timer. And that Harper cannot do, not yet. He can only affect the things he has fully modeled in his computer code.